your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. And for those of you new to our class, there are well over 150 of us here at USAprepares.com. And we're experts in various areas. We're all innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, physicists, farmers, and inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. This is USAprepares.com. With me is Gene Kelly. He's the president of American Gunsmith Institute. He's made his own way. He's an entrepreneur. And today we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, what it takes. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Are there characteristics? What drives a person to say, you know what, I can't do it anymore. I can't report 9 to 5. Or what do you do if you lose your job? Welcome, Gene Kelly.
Well, hello there, Vince. How are you doing today?
I'm well. You're in California. I'm in Missouri. And we're both at work.
Yep. I'm sitting here in the middle of a beautiful vineyard in the Napa Valley. Unfortunately, it's in the People's Republic of California. But other than that, It is a beautiful, beautiful morning. I've got hot air balloons going up and over. And doing what we do, we can live pretty much anywhere we want. But that's choice, isn't it?
It is choice, Gene. I had no idea. If you want to tell a little bit of story, I had no idea when I was growing up that I would be behind a microphone. I had no idea when I was in high school or college. I had no idea when I literally had my first job, second job, third job. I actually did those kind of things like a lot of us. But I had no idea up until about 2.5 years ago that I would be behind a microphone. I was totally unprepared for it. I had never studied anything about it. I had no idea what to do. I didn't know how radio worked. I didn't know how commercials worked. I had no knowledge other than being a listener to radio, how radio worked. And I guess maybe that's one of the threads that goes through our broadcast class today. And that is, if you have the desire, even if you don't have the knowledge, you can learn what you need to learn to do what it is that you have the desire to do.
Boy, you just took the words right out of my mouth, because I was going to say, Vince, you didn't have any of those other skills you were talking about, but I guarantee you had one thing, and that was burning desire. And I would encourage anybody listening, if somebody says that they can't do something or they're thinking to themselves that they want to do something, that's where it starts, is you've got to have that desire. From there, there's whole toolboxes of ways to learn different skill sets. And in fact, that's a lot of what we do is, we teach those skill sets. I start off being a gunsmith. That was my burning desire, was to be a gunsmith. And I achieved that at a pretty young age. You know, I was laughing when you were saying pretty unemployable. I've only been employed once or twice where I was working for just a wage, where it wasn't like a commission or partial ownership or something like that. And that's, again, kind of how you're wired. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, that's kind of what we do at the Get Prepared Expo. We compensate based on performance, and everyone involved with our Get Prepared Expo and everyone involved with USAPrepares.com way exceeds everyone's expectations, and because of it, they get compensated past their expectations. It's really neat. But, you know, they work really, really hard, and they work because they want to. Let me just give you an example. Last night, we have a Monday meetup, and I invite our class, which is our listeners, to come to a restaurant, and we have a seminar on something important. Last night we talked about how the media is manipulated, mainstream media is manipulated, and how to learn how to read the code words and learn how to decipher the real information, learn about the lies through the absence of saying anything. And people lie without saying a word. They just avoid saying things, and those are lies by omission, and
right.
Those lies by commission. So we talked about that. And then after the meetup, some of the staff said to me, now these are all volunteers. They said, can we have about 10 minutes of your time? And this was, maybe 9 o'clock. And so that 10 minutes, I didn't get home till 1 o'clock in the morning. And that's because they had so many things that they wanted to tell me that they wanted to do at the expo. They had all kinds of suggestions to make it better. And nobody left. And nobody said, geez, you know, it's midnight. It's after midnight. Nobody said that. It was unbelievable, and that is pure passion to deliver excellence, and that's what it takes to be an entrepreneur. And these guys are volunteers. It's really,
yeah,
really neat to see this.
You know, another thing it tells me too is that they're like us, because I know you, Vince, is that we're lifetime learners, and I think that curiosity and that. In part of that burning desire, you've got to want to be a lifetime learner. I'm learning stuff every single day. I'm frustrated if I don't. And that is really one of the keys to success, I believe, curiosity and a desire as a lifelong learner. You were just talking a moment ago about how you didn't have these skill sets a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and yet, you had all of a sudden a burning desire to do this, and because you're a lifelong learner, and I know you are, you were able to quickly reach out, assimilate the skills that you needed. And I applaud you for being able to do that. Not many people could jump like you have in this very short period of time and be taking such a demanding, attention-getting position in radio here. So, kudos to you. Hats off. But don't you agree that lifetime learning is like one of those things that people really need to have? And I think it's even been suppressed a little bit.
Well, it really is important, Gene. And as I look around the studio, one of the things that I don't do very well is have others do things for me. I feel that I have to be involved and I have to understand how things work. So when I got involved in radio, I did lots and lots of reading about microphone mixers and microphones and dynamic ranges and decibels and milliwatts and, I mean, all kinds of electronic terminology that I had to learn and ramp up on very, very quickly. And I was resistant to just hiring out those skills. I wanted to know how it all worked for myself so that if something went wrong, and believe me, things go wrong here in the studio, and I need to know how I can repair it because I'm the last guy, meaning there's nobody. I'm in this studio all by myself. There's nobody in in the Missouri studio with me. Alex is 800 miles away, so if something goes wrong at my end, I have to fix it. So I want to know how that works, and that's just the way I'm wired.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the way a lot of entrepreneurs are wired. We're talking about independence and entrepreneurship and how we get to pick where we live and what we do. I mean, and really, you know, people would disagree with this if you just stopped them on the street and talk to them. They say, oh, no, I don't have many choices in life. And I would disagree. The one thing that's still left in this country is that you do have choices about what you go do for a living. And I've had people that were our students before give me a number of reasons at first why they couldn't become a gunsmith, or why they couldn't afford some training, or why they couldn't change where they were living. And the reality is, once we worked through it, they saw that, yeah, they did have control. If they chose, you know, back to that choice thing, if they chose, if you have the burning desire, and then you make the choices, then you can move forward. And they were able to get the training they needed. We've got, you know, thousands of students and success stories all over the place. Many of them become famous under themselves. And you're right, just, you know, that learning how to do those things makes you independent, but it all starts back at that beginning with choice and desire. So,
you know, Gene, I see people, I don't go there very often. I mean, I have an allergy to going to the Chinese factory outlet. Some people call that Walmart. But, you know, I see people working there, and they're not youngsters working there, you know, as greeters. And I'm wondering, do they do it because they like it? I don't think so. I think they do it because they have to. I think they do it because they run out of money before they run out of life. And so that.
Yeah, yeah, you're
you
right.
Talk
man.
About that?
Oh, man, I tell you. I think right now, in the people that are 50 years and older, even 45 are starting to see it, and especially in this economy we've been going through, that there's just a lot of fear out there about, as you said, running out of money before out of life. You want to pick up on that in a moment?
Yeah, let's pick up on that. Gene Kelly's with us. There's a link on the website, page one, Gene Kelly, under instructors, and post on page one, Gene Kelly. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I love talking about entrepreneurship because it's actually a license to be free, and you don't have to do anything to get the license other than have the desire. It's the neatest thing. Gene, you know, I wake up in the morning and I look forward to doing what I do. I do exactly what I want to do. I don't have a boss. I do it because I want to. And let me tell you a quick story. I went to my 25th high school reunion, and this was a school. It was an all men's school, and there were at the 25th reunion, there were doctors, medical doctors. There were lawyers. These were doctors who were the head of their own businesses. They had their own clinics. There were lawyers who were in charge and owned their own law practice, and they had other lawyers working for them. There was one guy who had a construction company, but it wasn't just any construction company. It was probably the largest road construction company in several counties, maybe even the state that he's in. And one person owned an automobile dealership. And so these guys had risen to what I would consider pretty high levels of success. And there were stockbrokers there. It was really neat to see these guys again. And they had an informal vote as to who was the most successful. And I was a farmer at the time. I had I'd given up designing computer systems for some of the banks in this country, and I became a farmer, and I'd been a farmer for quite a while. And they had this vote, and they voted me the most successful person. Not, Gene, not because if you added up all the digits, that my stack of digits would have been the tallest, because that was absolutely not the case. It was based on freedom. It was based on I could do whatever I wanted to do because I really didn't have somebody telling me what to do, meaning I didn't have a boss that said, you will be here at this time in the morning and you will stay till this time and this is your lunch hour, and if you are sick, you better really be sick, because if you're faking it, we're going to fire you. I didn't have any of that over me, and they thought it was the coolest thing, and they voted that I was the most successful, but in money terms, absolutely not.
You know, there are different measurements of success. And at some point, obviously you need a certain amount of money, but at some point, you know, do the zeros really matter if you're enslaved versus having the freedom to do what you want, go where you want, and so on. As you know, because we've talked about this, I just spent the last year traveling the world with my son. He graduated from high school. Last year, I asked, he was accepted to universities and so on. But education, formal education, while important, I think is less important than, getting certain skill sets, learning different trade skills and so on. But also travel is an important part of education. So we literally spent a year going around the world, him working with me as we filmed and did other aspects. Meeting business people and traveling through like different 20 different countries, throughout Europe, all of South America, all through the Asia and so on. So, but that doesn't happen by accident. I made a choice. This was important. I had a desire to do the best for my son, and I structured my business in such a way that I could do that. And I had a number of employees, like 30 some employees, but and a lot of subcontractors and what have you. But it's a matter of that choice, desire, and then, organizing your life. Well, you can do that if you've got certain skill sets. Again, being a lifelong learner, which I think is key, along with that curiosity to always be opening doors and seeing what's behind them, gave me that skill set. You talked about being the more free of this group of people because you made your own choices. And I totally agree with that. And people just don't think it's that readily available to them, and it is.
And when we come back on the other side of this break, Gene Kelly, let's talk about what prevents people from being an entrepreneur and how they get right past that and become one. Gene Kelly, he's the president of AmericanGunsmith.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces the door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my.
When you go to the
phone
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gene Kelly's with us, and he's the CEO of AmericanGunsmith.com. And we're talking about entrepreneurship. What does it take to become an entrepreneur? Start your own business. Take care or take control of your own destiny. Maybe provide supplemental income if you do have a job. You know, many of us who have become entrepreneurs have done it as a sideline while we're working, and then cut the cord. You know, got our entrepreneurial or our enterprise working, and then said, you know what, it's working well enough. I want to go full time and stop working at the job and start working full time at the at our own business. Gene, what is it? What is it that you've heard people say to you that the reasons that they say they can't do it?
Wow. You know, they point to things outside of themselves, you know, the responsibilities of the family, which I totally understand, to the job they have, to where they live, to the education they currently have, you know, all these different, other things that they, quote unquote, won't let them do it. And it's all baloney. It really is. I have proven this time and time again when people told me I couldn't do something. I went and did it. But it starts making a choice that is pushed by that burning desire and to achieve something. If you don't have desire and you take a milquetoast kind of approach to achieving something, I don't care what it is. You know, you want to be a great hunter, you got to work at it. You want to be a great race car driver, you got to work at it. You know, you want to be good at physical things, you want to be... I just read on an airline magazine about a guy that is an amazing bodybuilder now who is paralyzed in a wheelchair from the waist down. And he chose to do it. I mean, this guy is ripped. And so he looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the old days, okay? You know, obviously you can do whatever it is you want to do. So, that, I mean, that really is the beginning. And it's not like you that you have all this confidence to begin with or that you've got this huge burning desire to begin with and so on. It's like a seed. The seed gets planted. Maybe it gets planted right now when people are listening to us, where they say, you know, I've always wanted to do it. And so the seed is there, and we water it. And, you know, every day when people listen to your show, they're getting watered a little bit more and fertilized a little bit more so that can grow inside them. But as that grows, they now need to do the next thing. Take action. They need to take action. Now, if that action is, well, like in the case of our gunsmithing students, they enroll. They enroll in our courses. And we've taken away all the risk that we give a one-year money-back guarantee on our courses because we want to take away everything that stops them from moving forward. So they enroll in a course, and whether it be, you know, our gunsmithing or whether it be any of the other courses we teach, like welding, machining, plumbing, electrical, et cetera, or whether it be something totally unrelated, computer science, automotive, you know, whatever it is, you need to move in gathering that information. Then the next step, as you keep watering, right, gathering that information continues to water that choice, that waters that burning desire, and now at some point you got to stick your foot in the water. That's that additional action. As you said, many, many people started stuff part-time. I mean, I think back to, you know, Steve Jobs working out of his garage with his partner there creating Apple. Well, I bet you, if we check, they had a day job to begin with. Almost everybody had a day job that they had to start with, some way to feed themselves. But once they saw some success, you cut that cord. Get the, you know, proof of concept is great. Prove it out. But once you get that some success coming, the only way you can really get to the point where you and I have achieved, where we have these kind of choices, is you're going to have to cut that cord at some point. Now, that point might be 5 years away. We have some students, particularly our gunsmithing students, they're already working a job that they love. They've got good benefits. They've got good stability for their family. And they're looking 5 years down the road. Okay, fine. You know, take that choice, make that choice, build on that burning desire, water the seed, get education, build on that, start your foot, get your foot in the water, work in evenings and weekends, and in this case, gunsmithing. And in by the time that 5 years comes around, and quite frankly, for most of our students, it becomes way before the 5 years because they get so much work coming in. But they can cut that cord and become a full-time, self-directed entrepreneur. And that whether it's a small business just to satisfy their needs by bringing in some extra money or retirement income, or whether it's to build something. We have many of our students go on to where they want to become, where they become manufacturers. I myself took that path. I was a gunsmithing student, and then I became a gunsmith. And then from a gunsmith, I worked in several shops. And from there, I saw opportunities to make parts. I created a parts company, manufacturing firearms accessories, Then from there, I became a manufacturer, became a licensed manufacturer. And from there, I had many other ventures going on. And one of them that I had, again, lifetime learner, right? I'm a lifetime learner, and I'm curious. So I created this educational business because the demand was there. People were asking, how can I get this training without leaving my job? And that's what we developed. We developed this ability for them to get educated without leaving their current situation. And that really dovetails into what I believe, that they can make the choice. They then push that desire. They can get the education. They can water that desire. And then they can grow and get their foot in the business and get free. I mean, we were talking before the break, one of the breaks, about the fear many people have. I see this all over the place, especially in people that are baby boomers, that of running out of money before they run out of life, as you said, and being stuck as a greeter at Wally World or some big box place that they're not, you know, if they want to be there because they're wanted the social aspects, great. But, man, I sure hate to be there at minimum wage because I had to be. So, you know, I'm encouraging people to make choices, feed that burning desire, get some education. And when I say education, I'm not talking about an MBA or something like that, which those are almost a dime a dozen anymore. You know, something like, well, what we teach is trade skills because that's being lost in this country. Who's going to rebuild America? You know, try and find places where you can learn to weld and machine and learn plumbing and electrical and carpentry and masonry and gunsmithing. Well, that's what we do. And I do it because I'm passionate about it. I want to give people the skill sets to break free from the tyranny they have day-to-day in life and to go on, rebuild this country and, you know, especially in the gunsmithing, protect our freedoms. It doesn't do us any good if nobody can fix anything. So anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. Sorry.
Gene, I heard you say MBAs are a dime a dozen. Now, I have one, but I've often thought about calling the university and saying, do you guys give refunds? I'm serious. I have said to Mrs. Finelli, I don't get it. I don't understand this economy. It makes absolutely no sense. Stock prices are going up and up and up. And I was taught that you need to have customers to sell products, to make a profit, to have people believe that your stock is going to be worth more and more and more over time. I don't get it. So that's where the I wonder if they you guys issue refunds on degrees, but. How about those people, Gene? How about those people who are in this fraternity? And I think it's a really large fraternity. It's called Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda. And how many people have you heard say, you know, I could have invented that. I could have done that. That could be me. That should be me. But they didn't get off the couch.
Well, absolutely, man. You are, good grief. And you know what? Not only do I hear that, I hear the excuses and I can see that they're going to be in that place at some point. And there is a window of time that goes by where you need to jump. You got to pull the trigger. It goes back to, you know, again, we keep repeating the formula, you know, choice, the burning desire, getting educated in the right skill sets, and then put your foot in the water, action. But going back one second, just because we're on the MBA thing, you know, we have what I call right now educational inflation in this country. Here's what's happening. If you all recall the housing bubble, what drove that? Okay, the government, our friends in the government, they said everybody needs to own a home. So they created a low-interest loans, and they pushed everybody, whether they were qualified or not, whether they had the money management skills or not, whether they had the income or not, into making it very attractive for them to buy a home, you know, giving them 110%, whatever. Well, easy money, cheap money, drove up home prices because there's all these buyers competing. So we created this bubble. Boom, it burst, created a lot of pain. Well, education right now is the same thing. They decided no child left behind. They're going to send every kid to college, whether they should or not. Well, what's happened? Okay, college prices have gone up to where they're like $50,000, $60,000 a year for private school education, and not a whole lot less for a lot of state universities and so on. And when they are less, it's only because the taxpayers paying the other part. But why are these prices so high? Because of all these low-interest loans. We've got over $1 trillion right now in student loans. So it's pumped up the price of this education. But at the same time, you have this educational inflation where having a regular BA isn't good enough anymore, supposedly. Well, because they don't know how to do anything, okay? And in fact, I tell graduates, they're a little shocked when they hear me say it, when they're applying with a job for a job with us. I say, look, employers only want to know three things. What do you know? What have you done? What can you do for me? What can you do for me? Anyway, when we get back, why don't we talk about those job skills that they ought to have so that they can be independent?
Let's talk about that. Gene Kelly, AmericanGunsmith.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
see the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're going 2 hours today with Gene Kelly. And we're talking about entrepreneurship. And if you listen to the commercials right here on Genesis Communications Network, all of those companies are entrepreneurial companies. And so are some of the broadcasters. You've got Alex Jones, he's an entrepreneur. Joyce Riley, she's an entrepreneur. Sam Bushman, he's an entrepreneur. And if you know, to drop some names about people I know that are associated with USAprepares.com, Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition, you know, One World Way. Mike Knox of White Harvest Seeds, the freeze-dry guy. He's an entrepreneur. Missouri Storm Shelters. Those companies started by somebody starting those companies. It wasn't a miracle. It was passion, followed by energy and the right team, and making a lot of the right decisions based on research. And, you know, some of us make decisions that we wished we made a little better, but we recover from them and keep going. And that's what we do. And Gene Kelly said the neatest thing. The three things people want to know if you're looking for a job. What do you know? What have you done? And what can you do for me? And we're going to talk about the skill sets that you need. Gene, let's go with the skill sets.
Right on, right on. Carrying on from what we were just talking about, you know, there's all that education inflation that's out there, and yet they're teaching the wrong things. Right now, see, everybody thought everyone should be, quote, a knowledge worker, right? Be a knowledge worker and all the stuff over the Internet. Well, guess what? Everything can go one direction over the Internet, can come another way over the Internet, and it's all being shift over and coming back from India and Philippines and elsewhere around the world as these guys, you know, rightfully so, compete for a chance to improve their life. You know, their burning desire on their end, right? So, but we've been teaching the wrong stuff in these schools. Right now, you know, a kid comes out of college and he spent, you know, $250,000 in student loans and for his education, and what does he know how to do? Not much. So he's got a piece of paper and no job skills and therefore no job, and he's lost at sea, and basically they're getting, you know, minimum wage jobs or a little bit better than that, but they're stuck. On the other hand, people have real skills, welding, machining, plumbing, electrical, carpentry skills that are more than just, bulk fabrication, but real skills. Masonry. All of these different things. Locksmiths. You know, try and find good, skilled workers these days. gentleman, one of our instructors, actually, who teaches welding. He's in his 70s, and they keep pulling him back in from retirement to do certain welding jobs because he can't find anybody else that can do it. They're importing welders from overseas. This is, like, wrong. We need to have the skill sets here. Well, I just read how many bridges alone in the United States are either falling apart or are at risk. Well, just to rebuild those bridges would take an amazing workforce of skilled workers in all many of those trades I just mentioned. But, you know, it's just, again, what are people learning? So if people have right now are making a choice for change in their life, whether they just want to be independent, be able to go off the grid, be self-reliant, never have to work at Wally World as a greeter, whatever that might be, you know, making that choice, or if the choice is to better themselves, for to give their families more opportunities and so on, having real skills is going to make all the difference in the world. And so, and that's what we teach. And of course, you know, we have those training programs through our accelerated training institute. The Accelerated Technical Training Institute teaches those skills, and then the American Gunsmithing Institute teaches them the gunsmithing skills so that they can, with either way you choose to go, they can have skills that are very real that they can apply to the marketplace and act on their choices. And we can talk about how they can do that and the end results of a lot of our students have gotten.
Let's do that. Let's talk about how, and we'll drop some names. I'm going to drop a name of someone who's been on TV, one of your students. I'm Vin Finelli, Gene Kelly. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news and commercials. We're talking about starting your own business.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.